families in Belgium. Among many holdings, they own large pharmaceutical and chemical companies, both of which produce some products that have become household names. This includes the antidepressant drug Prozac and the chemical fluoride. The fluorine products they specialize in are for creating consumables, such as in toothpaste and drinking water. As mentioned earlier in this video, the castle is better known by its English name, the Mothers of Darkness. This name was given to it by researchers who have claimed that a coven of elite witches known as the Mothers of Darkness convene here for a diaspora of rituals. They are claimed to be adept witches who come from extremely old satanic families, and they convene on certain dates and times to perform macabre rituals that would disgust and terrify anyone who dared to witness them. Although it's easy to demonize these women, we also have to think of how they got here. They are said to be the subjects of satanic ritual abuse from an extremely early age. These rituals often include physical, sexual, and mental abuse, all of which result in a dissociative disorder which allows them to be easily programmable. As they grow older, they too will participate in the ritual abuse of the young, just as they experienced, and the cycle begins anew. The dissociative disorder they typically develop is multiple personality disorder, as a result of the abuse fracturing their minds very early. They assume the identities of numerous people, each one serving their own function. When they become women and are ready to be fully initiated as witches within the coven, the ritual is said to be performed at Château des Armoires. However, this isn't the only reason the castle is cursed. Given its owners and its location, it has also been rumored to be one of the many sites of the Illuminati's rituals. One such ritual is known as Eyes Wide Shut. This sickening ritual typically involves the abuse of children and is videotaped as potential blackmail in case anyone dares speak about it. The corruption of a child is the corruption of innocence, and they do this in order to please their god, Baal. But soon, these alleged rumors would be proven to be reality. Many of these sick details are revealed during the infamous Marc Dutroux scandal that rocked Belgium in 1996. In case you aren't familiar, let me quickly fill you in. Children in the 90s in Belgium were going missing at an alarming rate. And in August of 1996, Belgian police discovered two children who had been abducted and imprisoned in a basement dungeon near Charleroi, the second largest town in Belgium's French-speaking region. As the search continued, the police began to connect the dots, and soon tapes and bodies would begin to be discovered. The arrest of Marc Dutroux and the details that would go public shortly after not only shocked the country, but the world, and this almost sparked a revolution. Despite several credible tip-offs, it took the police 4 years to arrest Dutroux, who had been abducting, murdering, and overall exploiting children for the political elite of Belgium's left-wing socialist government. The populace was not only shocked by the crimes that had taken place, but that Dutroux was being protected by the government that was in power. He received generous government benefits following his initial imprisonment. Investigations into prominent cases believed to be involved were being blocked by higher-ups, and this was all at the expense of the taxpayer. The man was then only given 13 years for his horrific crimes, in which he would only go on to serve 3. During this time, he was given monthly checks from the welfare state, loads of free time, guests, and more. Multiple scandals similar to this one were uncovered in the years to come, all of which seemed to tie into one another and link to the Walloon socialist government as well. although despite this, there was no decline in voter support for them. All of these emerging details would lead one Belgian politician to say that big business, blackmail, and lots of money are involved here in a highly sophisticated organization. The entertainment was not just sex, it involved sadism, torture, and murder. The system of blackmail has been and is still in place running to this day all over the Western world. Many of the Dutroux scandal files named such activities. Belgium's city of Brussels hosts the official council of the European Union, and often hosts some of Europe's power brokers during these council meetings, many of whom would be named in the scandal. Councilmen themselves, lawyers, and high-ranking judges in the government, all of which took place or attended in orgies organized by Dutroux's organization. These details surrounding the case would also describe grisly rituals known as hunting parties. During these hunting parties, abducted children were allowed to run away in the forest, while massed groups of the elite would hunt them down like animals. This was also called the most dangerous game, a seemingly favorite of the attendees, because it got their adrenaline flowing and allowed them to feel something. This is an audio clip from someone who claims to be a satanic ritual abuse survivor.
It was early evening when they played Most Dangerous Game. I was stripped of my clothing. I was allowed to wear tennis shoes and told that I could have a head start and begin running before I would be hunted down. My exposure to it resulted in my believing I had no place to run and no place to hide. It seemed there were no limits to what could happen in my existence at that time.
It was the most extreme, one of the most extreme situations I think I ever survived.
One prosecutor would go on to say that it was like something out of the Middle Ages. Not only all the disturbing details of the crimes, but the mere existence of satanic cults right before our eyes. One such cult that was named in the files is known as Abrasics. Abrasics is a word of Kabbalistic origin. This group is known to worship a demon by the same name that dates back to Egyptian times. The Basilidian sect of Gnostics of the 2nd century claimed Abraxas as their god and believed that Jesus Christ was merely a phantom sent to earth by him. They believed that his name contained great mysteries, and that it was composed of the 7 Greek letters which formed the number 365, the number of days in the year, and so that under his command, he had the other 364 gods at his disposal. He is depicted in ancient amulets as a demon with the head of a king, with a serpent forming his feet, saying the ancient curse, abracadabra, while flailing a whip. The connection was discovered in a note to Dutroux from an anonymous member calling themselves Anubis. The note informed him that a very special ceremony was coming up, and soon instructed him to provide presents for said ceremony. The presents were to be presented to the high priestess of the Abrasics order, and even gave details as to what age and gender the presents should be. Later eyewitness testimony would reveal that the Abraxas ceremony consisted of the defilement and murder of those presents within the walls of Chateau des Armoires, and afterwards their blood would be collected and placed in small pots in which quill pens would be dipped in, and then an account would be written as to what had taken place.
So the elites have a secret language of symbols and numbers. This is called gematria, going back to Jewish Kabbalah mysticism. And let's take a look at the hunting parties first. Hunting party equals 53, matching his majesty the king. Baphomet ritual. Alexander Baldwin and Alexander Soros, which is George Soros' son. And they say these children of these elites are 10 times as worse as their parents were, which they go through the whole satanic ritual abuse. So they become the abuser, right? Because they went through that trauma-based mind control. And it's called the most dangerous game, is what it's called, these hunting parties. The most dangerous game equals 81, matching follow the white rabbit. And follow the white rabbit is connected to the adrenochrome. So they do these hunting rituals, which gets these kids scared to death. They're making their fear rise. So then when they harvest the adrenochrome, you know, kind of like what we've seen in Jupiter Ascending with the Abrasics family. And we heard about the Abrasics in the beginning of this, right? They're worshiping this demon, Abrasics. Well, in Jupiter's Ascending, the Abrasics family is the ones that controlled all the galaxy. And they would come here to Earth and harvest us for this rare fluid. It took 100 humans to make one vial of it. Then they would bathe in it and would live 14, 15,000 years. And the bee, remember the bee wouldn't sting her because she was from royal bloodlines? Well, we see this bee symbolism connected to the Flora de Lis and the Merovingian bloodline, which Flora de Lis is 666. This is tying back to the royal nobility bloodlines that are partaking in these type of rituals. Now, if you go over to truthfultv.com, this is my social media website, guys, where you can share information with like-minded people. Click that star right there. This will take you to the members only, the Diamond membership. It's a one-time fee of $26, and that gets you access to all the members only content on there, as well as the members only social media group, and you get a free reading, a free gematria reading. We go over your destiny cards, your life path number, your birth cards, because we live in some type of a simulation. So you can see what energies are vibrating with your frequency. You can see, and then if you hit the group list, that'll take you to our social media platform where you'll see the first two are free. Truthful TV, that's a free group. You can join that 100% free. And then Truthful TV's Truth Book is free. Now, we have certain people within this simulation that are non-player characters. They're literally walking around with no soul, right? And then you have first player characters that do have a soul, and the elites are harvesting their energy. They're working with some type of an interdimensional entity, a demon, that is feeding off the louche energy of the people. But you see, it's its own social media platform, share information. And then if you go to our other website, truthmafia.com, this is where all of our content is, and as well as all of our other members. We have some of the biggest content creators in the game, like Donut Factory, Rex from Leak Project, J Dreams, Archaics. Truthful, out.